Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We are live here on Sunday evening, and Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything and take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we actually have a special guest with us today. This is something we don't normally do on Free Talk Live.
But I was so excited about the rolling out of Liberty.me this week that when I had the opportunity to have Jeffrey Tucker on to talk about his new project that he's really excited about, that I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it.
Yes, and you've revealed the special guest. We've got Jeffrey Tucker on the line from Liberty.me. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Ooh, it's very cool to be here. Thank you for having me.
This is not your first time on Free Talk Live, but we're glad you're coming back.
No, Jeffrey's actually done some guest hosting for us.
Yeah, at the Liberty Forum in New Hampshire, which I think you described as a life-changing event for you. Is that right?
Yeah, it really was. It was really fun to kind of, I guess the first time I went, I saw liberty in action. You know, I saw all these people gathered who were trying to make liberty real in their lives. Not just an abstraction, you know, a body of ideas that you just sort of think about, but, you know, really trying to take it into their own hands and trying to make their lives freer. And that was really inspiring. It was kind of a revelation. It sounds obvious in retrospect, but it was a big deal for me at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Liberty.me and how does it relate to that idea of translating liberty into the usable and attainable every day?
Well, in the same sense that, you know, the Free State Project is about migrating, you know, to a freer place and coming together as a community as a form of sort of mutual encouragement and protection and crowdsourcing ideas. What I tried to do was put this in the digital sphere. I believe very much in commerce. I believe in digital spaces, and I believe in crowdsourcing ideas. So I wanted to create a full-blown city where there was a massive opportunity for engagement, for exchange of ideas. We have some of our own content. You know, we're running, you know, classes every couple of days, sometimes, you know,
classes? Nine after. What kind of classes? No, freedom classes?
Yeah, well, it's because classes on every topic. Like we had, you know, a physician on a class a couple of days ago. We talked about what to do about Obamacare. You know, the fact that all your premiums are going up, your services going down.
That's,
you know,
useful.
How can we move towards a P2P system? I'm teaching a 25 course series on my favorite books in the liberty world, which is really fun for me. You know, you can imagine, right?
Well, you know, what I've got to say is there have been times when I've thought to myself, and actually, you've been pretty good on your Facebook page of recommending books now and then, and I'll write them down when you do, but I've wondered, because I know I haven't read all the books, the Liberty books that are out there, but, you know, I've wondered, I wonder what Jeffrey Tucker would tell me to
right.
read next.
Well, what I did is I sifted through hundreds of books, right? I love books, obviously. I've been doing books, you know, my whole professional career. So I picked the 25 that I thought were most powerful, most instructive, and most accessible. Like, not too long. Like, you know, I could have recommended a 1,000-page book, you know, Democracy in America by Alexis de Tocqueville, whatever, but, yeah, it's a little bit unviable. So I tried to stick to the smaller books, and I tried not to duplicate content. I boiled them down to 25 that I think are just absolutely essential, and I'm giving one class on each book over the next 25 weeks.
Yeah, I hope that one of them isn't The Wealth of Nations. I tried to start that baby out, and good Lord in heaven, that thing was just a tome.
Mark, maybe you could name all the books that you think you feel that you should have read, but you just couldn't get into them, and you can see if Jeffrey has any of those in his class.
Well, I can definitely tell you Wealth of Nations is one of them, and, you know, it was just too hard. I read a boiled-down version.
Well, and, you know, that's one of the books that's really part of the sort of the firmament of the free society, but that you don't necessarily have to read. You know, I mean, it was a big deal when it came out, and it was huge and seminal, and still has a lot of important insights. But you know, so many other people absorb the insights of that book and put it better in later years. In fact, many of the books I recommend are kind of like the second or third version of a seminal text, because knowledge accumulates, and we eventually eventually come to the place where you don't have to read 800 pages. We can read 80 instead, you know.
And the sort of way that people speak and write changes over time, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have these 100-year-old books, and 100 is new.
I find it hard to read Mises, you know. Even.
Yeah, I understand this. I mean, I kind of went through this in 2013 because it was the 100th anniversary of Mises' Theory of Money and Credit, which is, you know, one of his giant treatises, and it's like 850 pages. Yeah, I've read it. And it was an arduous task to write that because it was so new. But, you know, 100 years later, many other people have kind of boiled down his insights, you know, to a much smaller space and given you, you know, kind of more bang for the buck, you know, like pithier content. And we today really demand that, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, speaking of economists, I really loved when I was down in Miami at the the International Bitcoin Conference there. You were also down there. And you had some really powerful insights on Keynes. You know, like you talked about what he got his Nobel Prize for, right?
Who's Keynes? Because some people hear that word and they're like, oh, that's a kind of ketchup.
Are you thinking about Krugman? I think you might be thinking about Krugman because Krugman got the Nobel Prize. Keynes wasn't around for the Nobel Prize. Okay. I'm sure he would have gotten it.
I could have it wrong, but you said that he had some powerful
theory. I think you might be talking about Krugman because somebody asked, because Krugman has been this big critic of Bitcoin, and it's kind of funny because he really does. Well, I think I first pointed out that Krugman did not get his Nobel Prize for his monetary theory. He got it for his trade theory, which is actually pretty good. But he's always attacking Bitcoin all the time. And, you know, I pointed out that this Krugman is not a dumb guy. Like, he really gets Bitcoin, and he understands that if it becomes our monetary system, it's going to, even if informally, it's going to severely limit the power of the state. And Krugman, being a kind of a wild statist.
Yeah, he's like the Democrats' economist. Oh, yeah, our theories work. Look, we got Krugman.
Right. So Krugman's like, well, if we have Bitcoin, then we can't have Leviathan, you know. We can't have central management of economies, you know. And we can't have a forever expanding money supply that's going to create inflation and rob you of your savings. You know, we can't have that. You know, that's Krugman's. And then Krugman really gets Bitcoin. He understands why it's such a threat to his sort of intrinsically statist, you know, view of the world. And that's kind of cool. I like reading Krugman for that reason. You know, I was like, you know, may your worst nightmare come true. That's why I feel what I mean.
That's funny. So,
how many authors do you have over there at liberty.me?
Well, nowadays, since we have like a couple of thousand members already, and we've only been open a week, you know, every single member can be an author. And here's what's funny to me, because I'm no longer the editor of the site. The karma of members edits the site for me. And it's really been amazing because there's been so many cool articles that have come out and at an unpredictable rate. So, like, I'm a consumer of this site in a big way. So, like, I open it up and see what the latest article is. And very often, almost always, I'm thrilled at the articles that are coming out. Like there's been a meme developed on Liberty Me over the last, you know, couple of days where people are finding anarchism in strange places. So the first article was Anarchy in the Golf Course. And he points out there's no central planner. Everybody operates according to these rules that we all agree voluntarily to adhere to. And he talks about sort of this court of manners on deferring to people and a system of fairness for accommodating people's weaknesses. And it was just a brilliant article about golfing. And so then the next day it was followed up by some other guy who's like an expert in surfing. And he says, well, there's actually anarchism in surfing, too, because you go to the waves, you can't hog waves, or else you'll be shunned by other people. And, you know, and there's very detailed rules and intrinsic orderly systems to how surfers, you know, manage the space on beaches. And it was, like a massive expert in surfing, finding, you know, again, order extending from not from imposition and central control, but out of people's intrinsic desire to have a better life. Mm-hmm. You know, so these are the kinds of articles that are appearing all the time, and they're just blowing my mind. It's funny for me because I've been an editor my whole professional career, and now I'm not editing. These articles are appearing spontaneously, generated by members, and they're like better than, I mean, in general, the quality is better than anything I ever have been responsible for sort of gatekeeping in the past, you know?
That's really interesting.
That was kind of useless, actually.
You can find it all at liberty.me, and if you have any questions for Jeffrey Tucker of liberty.me, then please give us a call. 855-450-3733 here on the Sunday show, Free Talk Live. You want to know how you can personally get free? Well, this is the man to ask. All right, there's more coming up here on the Sunday show, Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965. That's 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Live Sunday Night Show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-3733. Right now, we're talking with Jeffrey Tucker of Liberty.me. And if you have any questions for him, we'd be more than happy to take your call. Or you can also bring up anything that's on your mind, and maybe he'll have something to say about it, too.
Yeah, actually, what we did in the last segment, we mentioned the Liberty Forum. Now, the Liberty Forum is one of two annual events that the Free State Project puts on up here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state and see what happens. Now, the state, the hope is that the state will be, we picked New Hampshire because it was a small state. It's easy to travel to the capital in case you want to do activism surrounding the legislature or something like that. And, you know, there are other reasons. There's 101 reasons, in fact, why New Hampshire was chosen, but you could get an opportunity to really see what New Hampshire's like by coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's our other annual event. Now, this is a week-long camping event in the woods of New Hampshire where there's parties, karaoke, vendors, dances, lots and lots of speakers, and a ton of family events. This year's theme is DIY. So I know they're going to be talking about how to raise your own food and actually
come for the people. Come for the speakers and events, but stay for the people the coolest part is meeting other freedom-oriented.
You'll get a glimpse of what life could be like for you here in the Free State, and you'll have a wonderful time. Many people call it a life-changing event. So book your campsite now. They go really fast. At this point, they basically have the RV sites, although you can camp on an RV site, and they've got all the hookups and everything. It's Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. So pork is in porcupine, not pork is in the flesh of pigs.
Although there is that there, too.
Oh, yeah, we got Porkfest.com.
All right, we go back to Skype where Jeffrey Tucker is with us. Jeffrey, I have a question. You know, like, what does someone get if they become a member of Liberty.me? Is it primarily a social network type thing? Is it a community thing? Or are they just kind of accessing information about how to get more freedom in their life?
Yeah, all three of those things. There's no other site like it, so that's why it kind of is difficult to describe it. We have all, Facebook functionality. The most beautiful forums I've ever seen. A lot of guides to practical things like do-it-yourself liberty, like you said. But you get opportunities to engage with a community and to attend the classes and, get inspired and exchange ideas with other people. We have a lot of free content. I mean, a ton of it, actually, and it's growing by the minute. But with membership comes, lots of benefits. And under our economic model, we hope to give a ton of benefits directly to the consumer. That's why we're not doing advertising, and that's why we're not, a nonprofit begging donors for dollars or whatever. We really wanted to run a commercial service where we had a direct connection with the consumers and we're held accountable for all the services we're providing. So that's what we're trying to do, provide value in exchange for value.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the economic model of Liberty.me because I think that to some extent, it's probably its largest challenge. But first, what I want to do is I want to frame it in, there's this saying on the internet that if you're not the customer, you're the product.
Yeah.
If you're not paying for the service, then you're what people are paying for.
Yeah.
And when you're on Facebook or you're using Gmail or you're using any of these things, here's a little surprise, folks. I know you like your free stuff on the internet. I certainly do. But what you are at that point is you're the product. You're the thing they're selling. So they're constantly trying to data mine you
right
on those sites. So
And you have no control over your content either. That's the other thing that's actually really biting Facebook users right now, because people are not seeing what you're posting. The algorithms are getting ever more strict. And Facebook is trying to move towards a model in which your wall is almost entirely paid content.
You're absolutely right on this, Jeffrey. Yeah. So Free Talk Live has a very powerful Facebook page. We're getting 3 million views a week on our Facebook posts and that sort of thing, according to their analytics. But those analytics are quite misleading. Most of those views are coming on a few of our posts, and they're not on the ones that we really want people to see, the ones that sort of promote the show.
Yeah.
They're, you know, so.
It's very frustrating. I know exactly what you mean, and there's no, you have no control over it except for jumping in with what turns out to be very expensive promotionals, and then.
Yep.
You know, you appear on people's walls, which people are not really interested in looking at. Then most of the economics of advertising on the web are based on, you know, not, you know, they're based on clicks and
CPM, right?
Yeah. And so I don't fault the economic model. I think it's fine, but I just didn't want to do it. I mean, I wanted to have a direct relationship between the producer and the consumer. And I get, you know, everybody said, oh, don't attempt this. It doesn't work. But I didn't believe that, actually. I kind of, you know, I know my own economic behavior. You know, I'll spend $9 on a cocktail, you know. You know, why wouldn't I be willing to do that once a month in order to have access to, you know, a global community of liberty where we can share ideas and be in classes together and actually move in and sort of migrate to the digital space. And I think that this generation has a responsibility to try this sort of thing because the technology is available. And when I first started imagining Liberty Me, I noticed that it wasn't being used. We all have now the opportunity to be publishers in this virtual space. It's infinitely scalable. Why shouldn't we do that?
Yeah.
Why should we be isolated? You know, we should come together and use our intellectual talents and crowdsource these ideas and get them out into the world and benefit from each other's presence and really develop a genuine, authentic community. I believe very strongly in this, and I think it's the future.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I mean, myself, like I've been dying for a strictly Liberty Facebook that has a great design. It's not like Diaspora or something like that. And I think that's great. I'm curious though. You know, I know you've got a lot of big names involved at Liberty.me.
Yeah.
But could someone get involved in this anonymously? Like to what degree could they be involved with anonymity?
I mean, one of the things that we built into the functionality at the very outset was, of course, the capacity to take Bitcoin.
That's step one for anonymity, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a lot of sites don't do that. We're right there in the Bitcoin space. And probably about 20% of our members are paying in Bitcoin. So it's possible to do this without having your identity tapped into at all. So it's entirely up to the user, you know, how you want to do it.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, and I like the fact that it's not really that it's not ad revenue funded.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realize this, but I mean those ads. I mean that's like you mentioned, Mark. That's selling. You know, it's data mining on you. Okay. You know, they want to push it towards you, and I'd much rather pay for a service and know that I'm using it with a degree of privacy or anonymity, whatever I want it to be. Right. That's worth its weight in Bitcoin.
I'm creeped out every time, you know, I get stalked by Google. Look, I use Google's products, and I'm not going to say I don't.
Sure.
But, you know, something happens, and then I look for an office chair. For the next 3 weeks, I'm getting pictures of the office chair I already ordered. You know, like, you don't need to send this to me.
And it's true on Facebook too. I notice more and more that I get the status updates about from people I already know their status. You know, I'm in contact with them all the time. You know, and it's not branching me out. It's not telling me new things. It's only telling me what I already know. So it's getting a little intense. I mean, that kind of economic model, it's fine for what it does, but it's not, I think, what we need right now.
Well, coming up, Jeffrey, I have a question for you about, you know, what you think of people physically moving in meet space to get more freedom, or can we just do it online? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. How are you going to get more freedom in your life? It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We've also got Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me on the line with us tonight. It's pretty rare that we have a guest, but he's kind of special, you know. We'll cut him a break. And you can call in, bring up anything that's on your mind, or if you have questions for Jeffrey, maybe you could get them in now at 855-450-3733.
So, and of course, that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line.
Yes, thank you for
reminding
me.
Yeah, and what is ProXPN? Well, ProXPN, if you're going to go to Liberty.me, maybe you want to use ProXPN. Make it a really secure connection to this, you know.
If you think there's a reasonable possibility that within the next 5 years, some of the websites that you're visiting today might become illegal, then you probably want ProXPN.
Yeah, you want to use VPN. But
the reason for that is because your ISP can log where you're going on the internet, and they can keep those logs for 5 years.
Yeah, up to 6 months to 5 years now, and who knows, they probably even keep it longer. They got a nice big data center in Utah that fortunately just can't keep from going up in flames, but
yeah,
on
but
its
you
own.
Know. You can't trust that your data is going to be the one that goes
no,
up in flames.
That's right. But you want to try this out. Look, ProXPN, just like Liberty.me, ProXPN cares about liberty, They want a freer world. They're working towards that. That's what all of this is about. You want to be using ProXPN, and you can use it on practically anything, iOS, Android, Mac, Linux even. You can also use it on Windows, of course. You know, you take your pick, and if you use the code FTL20, you go to ProXPN.com, use the code FTL20, you're going to get 20% off the lifetime of the account. Look, this is becoming one of the biggest VPN providers in the world. This is global. This is a big deal, okay? And they're getting that big because they're offering a great service that the world needs right now against governments and other bad actors.
Yeah, we use it, and it's true. They are becoming the biggest because they're the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want you to check it out, proxpn.com. Use the code FTL20, or just like Liberty.me, you can also get this with Bitcoin. You can get your a premium account, be it annual or monthly, and you'll get an even better discount with Bitcoin. So check that out, proxpn.com.
All right. We go back to Skype, where Jeffrey Tucker is with us. Jeffrey, I have a question for you. You mentioned migrating into the digital space as something that people were going to be doing with your new network, Liberty.me. And I'm curious what your thoughts are on things like the Free State Project, where people are actually moving together in meat space and physical space to be sort of to live in an area where there are more liberty lovers or be part of a community in the physical world. Do you think that's necessary with stuff like, I mean, now the internet is kind of becoming its own space where people can live freely to a large extent, and they don't actually have to go anywhere. So what do you speak maybe about the value of doing virtual expatriation or whatever versus actual physical trying to move somewhere for more freedom?
Well, I can tell you that the cause of freedom has always been bound up with physical migration. You think about people in the early, the first millennium, you know, moving over to feudal land so that they could be taken care of and actually get to escape privation, and then out of feudalism to the cities so they could actually have more opportunity, have money, and then moving from the old world to the new world, and then from the new world out west, and so on, right? So there's always been an attempt to escape oppression and find independence and find liberty. That's always been bound up with the cause of freedom as long as you look back, as far as you look back in history. So I think this is an extremely important thing. One of the things that's very interesting to me about the Free State Project is that it began as a kind of academic exercise. Like, what if we gather all these people in one state and they kind of had a gigantic influence over the state legislature and brought about better freedom legislation? And that's a nice idea, but I think the great surprise of the Free State Project is that that's not the only advantage. What people found in New Hampshire is community, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, the friendship, mutual self-protection and defense, crowdsourcing ideas, being able to meet with others and finding that intellectual stimulation that comes with like-minded people. I think all this is very beautiful and essential to the cause of freedom.
Yeah, you know, I really agree with
this
you.
This is the best darned answer I've ever heard in my life. It's better than I've ever said it.
Well, it really resonates with me personally because I kind of did, at, you know, when I moved to New Hampshire in 2006, I was a super early mover, by the way, you know, just I was doing it before you were actually supposed to or whatever, but I was kind of interested in, you know, oh, well, what if we could, like, influence politics? And I quickly figured out that that was not going to work.
Right, well, it's not fulfilling, you know, whether you do it or not.
It's antithetical and counterproductive to, you know, my happiness. And so I stopped. And for a while, I was like, well, what am I going to do? But then I realized that actually there's this total secondary benefit, which is way better than politics, which is community. And so, I mean, I do try to live as freely as possible in my own life. And I study entrepreneurship and being a, you know, working for myself and freedom in personal relationships and things like that. So I try to, you know, be free in the ways that I can control. But I also do like living here where there are other people around who cared enough about freedom to move to New Hampshire.
I think human connection, people being able to come together and exchange ideas, is sort of underestimated as a cause of human flourishing and economic growth in general. You know, we didn't really see anything like modern economic growth until the invention of the telegraph. It was that the connection to other people, that first glimmer of the possibility of talking to others and exchanging ideas and being there for each other, mutual support, that gave rise to modernity. And then in the late 19th century, when people started pouring into the cities, and suddenly, wow, you had all these experts in various areas, and people could extract information from each other, and they didn't have to be alone. You know, that's a beautiful thing, and that's what's so wonderful about the internet. You know, is that we get to meet other people and exchange ideas. I think we really need both. We need the digital connection with each other, and also that sort of geographic proximity. You know, really helps, and they assist each other. You've noticed this, right? Like, there's hardly any city that I can't visit. Practically anywhere in the world, right? I can't just email somebody who's got a meetup, you know, or some sort of a Liberty on the Rock style gathering and say, hey, I'm coming to town. Do you want to get together? And there's 100, 200 people there, you know? I mean, that is so cool.
That's because somebody sent out on their social networking site that said, hey, Jeffrey Tucker is going to be at our next meetup.
so wonderful how the digital world is assisting the physical world and vice versa. You know, I love that. And look, you know, let me just tell you something. This morning, I was reading Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. And he makes this extremely important point that liberty in the United States wasn't born with the American Revolution. No. The revolution was all about protecting a liberty that the people had already established. They built it. They discovered it. They made it happen. They made the institutional structures that supported it. And then it became so valuable to them that they were willing to defend it against every form of imposition. And I think that same kind of thing has to happen now in the 21st century in the digital age. We need to get busy building our own structures of liberty, fall in love with them so much that we will not tolerate any impositions on them. That's what we need to be doing right now.
And that's what that's why I like liberty.me, because, you know, at this point, I'm like, okay, social networking for libertarians. Well, we'll see how this goes. But the thing is that so many of these sites that are huge right now, we didn't know what they were going to be like 7 years ago. I didn't know what Facebook was going to be like when I got my Facebook account. And now I can put pictures of my son online and my whole family can look at them as quickly as they want to see them, rather than me attaching them to emails and bulk emailing my family. You know, it just works so much better. And that's why I think Liberty.me needs to have every opportunity that we can give it to see where it goes. Like, I'm willing to get out and give it a shove. Let's make this thing really take off. And you said that you've had hundreds and hundreds of
signups in the first week, right?
Yeah. No, we've got a couple thousand people in there now, and it's so fun to develop because we're already looking at the analytics and expanding the parts that people are using.
Real quick, how can people sign up? Okay.
Just go to liberty.me and then click sign up and you're in, and you immediately can go on chat and start talking to your friends. You
Thanks, know, Jeffrey
so
Tucker.
And I love to welcome new people. It's so fun.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. We're short on time. Appreciate you joining us tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday show, and tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733 is the number to call if you have something you want to talk about with us tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
And you can check out the archives that go back for years and years at archives.freetalklive.com. We've got the last seven shows right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. So, you know, if you want to go grab a show, you can do that. Or maybe you called in on last night's show and you're like, I'd like to hear how I sound. Well, that's fine. Go to freetalklive.com. However, if you want to get years and years worth of free archives going back as far as we can manage to make it happen, pretty much, go to archives.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, people may not know that Free Talk Live is a 7-night-a-week show. So indeed, you only hear it on Sundays or Saturdays or whatever, but we do a show every night.
And we take it so seriously that we've delivered a unique radio program to you 7 nights a week for years. So we haven't had a recorded show air in its entirety in that amount of time. There have been like little slip-ups like, oh, we can't get on the air, and then like we run a little bit of a recorded show until we can get on. But other than that, nope.
That's consistency for you.
Yep. I emphasized that with a quack. Did you hear me?
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Could you do it again if you tried?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Well, speaking of things that are deadly serious, Brian, you brought in a story about a alleged case of corruption at the VA hospital system.
Yeah, quite a few cases, alleged cases.
Yeah, let's hear about
this. This is from RT.com. Investigation underway into whistleblower claim at least 40 veterans died waiting for hospital care.
Now, this is something that only happens in Canada, where they have socialized medicine. In America, we have a free market in medicine, don't we? People don't die on waiting lists in America.
Well, you know,
Dr. Murphy, I think you know better.
I think I'm being totally facetious.
There's a much worse lie out there, and I am a veteran. And
she is a doctor.
Yeah.
Just to get people clear, I'm a scientist doctor. I have a PhD in biochemistry, and I also went to medical school for 2 years, but I chose not to finish my medical degree, so I'm a half a medical doctor.
As far as I'm concerned, you can qualify as a doctor without the qualifications at that point. Like, you've gone through med school.
Well, to people who are doctors, it matters. You know what I mean? Like if you say this person's a doctor, most people will be like, oh, okay, they're a doctor. They won't really think about what that means. But if someone is listening and they're a physician, they're like, oh, I wonder what kind of physician they are, or if they're a PhD or a scientist.
But you did go through med school at the same time, right? Like, what do they call a person?
Half of med school.
Half of med school.
Yes.
All right.
I didn't go through the whole thing, so you can make your own judgments about that. I'm just trying to be precise. I did completely finish my PhD in biochemistry.
Right. So anyway, the big lie out there isn't so much, you know, that, oh, America has great health care or whatever it is. The big lie I think that goes around is one that was similarly told to me when I went for recruitment, was that, oh, yeah, you're going to get taken care of, buddy. When you sign up for this man's army, you are going to get the best health care out there. And believe me, not just people that go to the recruitment desk believe this. There's plenty of just regular Joes, regular Americans walking around that think that, oh, yeah, the military, they get taken care of.
Well, this is what my mother told me when you know, I was growing up, is essentially, look, no matter what you do, go into the military for 4 years, because there's so many great deals. You get the college, you get the PX. She made the PX sound like a very big deal, and it may have been in 1982.
Maybe back then, but now it's no cheaper than it. Than anywhere else.
No, it's not, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
And
do people believe that you get taken care of as far, like, do people still believe that you get, like, lauded in the streets and that you get discounts everywhere you go and that kind of thing if you join the military?
Or to some degree, maybe not the specifics that you're talking about, but a lot of it is, you know, they think that cops, they won't give you a ticket, they'll just crack open a beer with you. You know, I mean, there's all kinds
of beliefs.
That works
if you have a fireman helmet, by the way, in the back of the car.
Yeah, or a thin blue line, sure. It's kind of the same club, right? There's a lot of that belief that, you know, boy, you serve this country, you know, the United States of America, and you are going to get a sweet deal. You get a house, you get the whole thing, you know what I mean? And really, that's the thing.
Is there a program that buys you a house?
No, but there's housing around bases that you can take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I thought there was some program that was open to vets specifically as far as home ownership.
Well, I mean, when you buy a house, whether you're in the military or not, you have to show them your military papers. Like, that's a requirement for the rest of your life. So
really?
I've gone through that. But anyway, I mean, that's inconsequential to what we're talking about. But anyway.
So they can deny it if you get dishonorably discharged?
No, there's just getting out of, not dishonorably. I mean, even if you're, I mean, I was an honorable discharge, and there's, you know, there's still, it sticks with you. That paperwork is supposed to go with you everywhere. And honestly, out of some degree of rebellion, I usually don't let it go with me, but in some cases I do. Anyway, so, you know, that whole idea that you get taken care of by these whistleblowers, and this is how serious it's being taken, is that they are whistleblowers, it just isn't true. And so the growing scandal erupted early this week when a Veterans Affairs employee alleged that at least 40 patients died waiting for an appointment at a VA hospital in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
VA hospitals are notorious for their long delays and sometimes inferior care due to an understaffing and budgetary issues, among other problems. So, and why is there even budgetary issues? If the military has this wonderful, you know, almost limitless checkbook, where is that money going? To taking care of the soldiers, apparently,
you know,
or veterans.
Government isn't exactly known for being the most efficient entity to allocate resources. And, you know,
it's pretty much known as the least efficient entity to allocating resources.
Yeah, I mean, and people like to say, oh, well, in the U.S. we have a free market in healthcare. That is so not true.
Okay? I don't know. Does anybody say that anymore?
Yeah, they may. People do. They say it. And they say, like, oh, well, things like waiting lists, that only happens in Canada. That's why I sort of made that joke at the beginning of the segment. But it happens here. And actually, the VA system is a great example of socialized medicine in action. You know, and there is corruption. I mean, even in the organ allocation system, you know, there's all kinds of stories where, oh, you know, celebrities get organs faster and so forth, right?
Sure.
And,
well, it follows the money, right?
Yeah. Or celebrities, you know, being admitted to hospitals or, you know, whatever. People get different treatment. And, you know, it's just, it points out, like, even in Canada, they do have a two-tiered system where some people, the people who can afford it, go to other places to buy medical care that's better or faster or superior in
better
some way.
Is, faster is generally better.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have that here in the United States, too. I think that people are going to be going that. I think
they
that
already it, are. There's medical tourism is on the rise.
Yep.
Now there are concierge practices. You can pay a doctor to kind of be your doctor where they only have a few hundred patients, and you kind of pay a subscription fee to the doctor to be able to have their cell phone number and be able to contact them.
And it's probably a sizable fee for
it's
the concierge.
Actually, no, it's less not that than bad. Insurance. It, most concierge practices, it's $1,000 to $2,000 per year.
Yeah.
And that's less than most people spend on medical
insurance. A lot less.
But let's be clear about the medical tourism. They're not coming to, it's not people coming to the United States to get great, you know, surgery or great care. They're going to, like, India. They're going to all these other, they're leaving the U.S. to
Why
get great care.
Why don't they do
care.
It in, across the border in Mexico? I mean, surely.
Oh, a lot of people
go there for dentistry.
Dental work in Mexico.
I don't understand. I mean, San Diego and El Paso, you know, San Antonio, these places have big airports. Why in the world wouldn't somebody just, you know, set up a hospital or whatever right across the border, you know, take these folks in a van to do their operations and drive them back.
I think that's happening. I think. Well, I mean, Mexico's numbers.
If it's not,
get,
it should be.
Right, but I mean, but Mexico's numbers get fudged.
You know, and I think Mexico really suffers from this. This stereotype.
Exactly. That's
the
fudging.
It's a dirty, you know, unsafe, dangerous place where people get murdered and kidnapped and robbed. And, oh, you would never want to get a medical procedure there. Who knows where those instruments have been? And, you know, and it's just simply not true. In fact, I recently went to Mexico, and I went to one city where there were, get this, there were illegal American immigrants working in Mexico in the city.
I'm sure
and they
were.
Loved it. And they were.
And you know what? They're probably not trying to hunt them down and kick them out.
Yeah, not as much as they are here. I mean, but it was just really funny because you hear so much of, oh, the illegal Mexican immigrants in America.
This is what I keep on saying about putting up a wall. You better be careful about that wall. You don't know whether it's keeping you out or keeping you in.
Absolutely.
You
exactly.
have no idea. No one is more qualified to ruin this economy than the people that are in power in Washington, D.C. And I don't mean in power in the last 7 years. I'm talking about the ones who have been in power for the last 200. Those people are the most qualified to ruin this economy, and they're trying their best to pilfer what they can get until it's just completely picked dry. Mm-hmm. And then it's going. The cheese is going to be moved someplace else, and I don't know where it's going to be moved. Southeast Asia looks likely.
Yeah. Or even, well, maybe not Eastern Europe. So, but anyway, just a little bit more on here. Several whistleblowers told reporters that in an effort to salvage their own reputation, VA administrators mandated that thousands of patients' names be moved to an unofficial waiting list.
Wow.
And there's more.
I'm curious to hear about this. And if you have thoughts, please share them. 855-450-3733 on the VA or anything else that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.